According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there has been a dramatic increase in obesity among adults since 1990. When data on the subject was first collected in Arkansas in 1991, the state had a rate of obesity of less than 15%. Since then, it's more than doubled. That doesn't mean the state hasn't tried to correct the problem, however.
I think we are doing a lot of things that other states are following. So let me just first say we need to claim credit for having led the way and continue to push on that accelerator.
Arkansas Surgeon General Dr. Joe Thompson points to Act 1220, passed by the Arkansas Legislature in 2003. It addressed obesity in children and mandated the yearly measurement of body mass index, or BMI, of school kids. It also restricted access to vending machines in schools and created community health advisory committees.
The Act 1220 was the first one like that in the United States, and it got a lot of publicity and now has been adopted by, in one form or another, by many other states. But it was a very innovative thing.
That's Dr. Joe Bates, Deputy State Health Officer for the state of Arkansas. Both Bates and Thompson agree that Act 1220, which was pushed through the legislature by then-House Speaker Herschel Cleveland and Governor Mike Huckabee, raised awareness among children and families about obesity. Before it was passed, Bates says obesity in children had been sharply rising.
That steep incline has plateaued and it's leveled off and may be coming down slightly. And that's true around the nation, too.
The BMI data collected in Arkansas schools over the past decade haven't shown much of a change. Every year, about 20% of kids are shown to be obese, and about 17% are shown to be overweight, while most of the rest are shown to be at a healthy weight. But both Bates and Thompson acknowledge further efforts in the public policy arena to affect obesity can only go so far. Surgeon General Thompson says he thinks there should be more focus on creating active spaces in communities.
Helping make, you know, public spaces more safe and readily available for physical activity, looking at food supply, looking at work sites where people spend a majority of their day and their time.
Dr. Bates says proposing a law requiring nutritional labeling on restaurants' menus is another idea.
But, you know, getting menu labeling done in our legislature, I think, would be a big hill to climb. The food industry is very, very strong in their lobbying efforts and their TV advertising.
Bates notes that the agenda of the summit is fairly nonspecific, and it's hard to tell what the outcome will be. But Dr. Thompson is hopeful the group can find new ways to combat obesity over the next 10 years.
I don't know that we'll have specific legislative action that comes out of the summit. I would say historically, Act 1220 came out of a not dissimilar, I don't know if we called it a summit or a conference or a strategic planning effort the year before.
Nonetheless, Dr. Thompson and Dr. Bates still recommend a combination of a healthy, low-calorie diet and regular, vigorous exercise as the best strategy for anyone looking to lose weight. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.